when you were living in Flannery before Catholic Charities, what was that like?
I think it all started when my mom passed in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
I went downhill. Too many attention-seeking issues.
And that's the whole,
EMTs call, and 911.
Your mom passing really upset you, and then...
Anger, denial, and frustration.
You were living by yourself? Okay. You didn't have anybody to talk to about it. So then you came to Catholic Charities, right? And you got a case manager. And tell me a little bit about how that's helped you.
Teach me a lot, like the importance of support system.
Mm-hmm. So they can kind of be there for you, talk to you when you need it. Good.
And guide me.
Mm-hmm.
In the right way. Wish I knew what I know now back then.
So what is your life like now? Tell me about all the fun you have.
going to work 2 days a week at Bethany Village Courtyard.
Yeah.
ARC has an enclave up there.
So what's work like? Is that fun?
Yeah.
Is it rewarding for you?
Yeah.
You make friends and...
Yeah.
Good. How about your apartment? What's that like?
Good. I've been there 6 years. Whenever the EMP sees me out and about, I'll say, oh, you're still around.
See, I don't need you anymore.
Nope. Not unless life or death.
That's right. At least you know you can call him for that, right?
Yeah. That's legit.
Yeah. Edie, why don't you tell me what you think life would be like if Catholic Charities hadn't come into your life?
I'd probably be lost.
Is that how you felt before? Lost? Okay. Okay. I wanted to upset you. Well, you're not lost anymore, dear, okay?
No.
No. Mm-hmm.